Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Mary Two Axel Murray, a Mohawk from Gowakané, Quebec, changed the lives of thousands of Indigenous women and their children when she undertook a long and tedious equal rights campaign. The campaign was for women who lost their Indian status, rights, and benefits under the law when they married non-Indians. In 1985, largely because of Two Axel Murray's effort, Parliament passed legislation amending the Indian Act to eliminate the discrimination that penalized status Indians who were women, while permitting men to marry whom they choose without sanctions and to provide a reinstatement process. Once reinstated, the woman could reclaim their rights under the Act.
And now in Nakota.
Mary Two Axel Murray, Mohawk, it's a hen, Ganawaki, Quebec, the Hansa.
On October 4th, 1911, she was born Mary Two Axel on the Mohawk Reserve of Montreal's South Shore. At age 18, she moved to Brooklyn, New York, and a few years later married an Irish-American electrical engineer, Edward Early. They had two children, Edward and Rosemary. Marrying a non-Indigenous man meant that Two Axel Murray lost her Indian status under provisions of the Indian Act passed in 1876. While the Indigenous people themselves had not previously regarded women as second-class citizens, the law reflected the Victorian European notion that women were legally the possessions of their husbands. Losing her status rights meant that Two Axel Murray could not live on the reserve where she was born, own land there, participate in the band's political life, vote in its elections, or be buried there. At the time, this was little concern to Two Axel Murray.
October 4, 1911, Mary Two Axel Murray, ne Mohawk Reserves in Montreal's South Shores in Tomintahit. It's in Agesahnor, Samnitiha, Niti Minasi Jumakuti, Brooklyn, New York, Hijabiti, Hitsi, Tiyatahit. It's in Hitsi Angabiduna Onsiha, Hitsi Winchata, Wasiduta, ne Uspin Chakiabi Hungadwa Nustanza, Edward Early Jabcha, Giti Wakahansahid, Tin Daskamin Nom Minchau Habihid, Edward and Rosemary Yunsagyabza. Ze hansiha ze ne tanoskan sagitsinga ne 2 acts early ne Indian status ahnustan sahit ne Indian Act ze tasamyakya bitsiha 1876 seha ze hansiha ham winchester wiansa tanoskan sagitsinga tas ne datsa ham winchester hitsake se datsa udukaya wapke winza ahnustamitsa yatsa hit hitsin ham winchester uhnangas unsitatsi habize ze hitsedusin tawat hitsiakas ze hansiha tanoskanane Uyami dagusin chayo abihna. Ze ye mini atsam padaha lukin uyami ye as tawa un chayo abizu na gitsing abi un chabize ze ugitsun zezu na ze tasam yazu na ne ham un chasta cha tanuskan cha un cha cha gitsunus. Itsun zabu nan dagun ha nustan ze se hansi ha nustan min ta hin. Itsin ne ha nustan si ha ne itsun zabi zo na ne 2 acts early ne. Ham win ta sta dutin o unzin duku ha un sin ta o gidik ha sin ta hin. Nangu mako tins ton sin tiin. Nangu ne ugitsunze datsa unsitatsi wokchamin ko dukha opisintin. Itsin nangu hunga unchagahnia biko. Nangu hechako opisi na nangu duktaha uzinis dukheha pia bisincha iya cha hit. Itsin zehansiha ne watejage zehangas awatsinsi hit.
In 1967, she founded the provincial organization Equal Rights for Indian Women, which later became the National Indian Rights for Indian Women. 2 acts early wrote many letters, made many passionate speeches, and presented submissions to government task forces and ministers. On June 28, 1985, almost 2 decades after Mary 2 acts early began her campaign, the Parliament of Canada passed Bill C-31. Bill C-31 restored status and membership rights to thousands who had married non-Indigenous. 2 generations of children were also given Indian status immediately. It was estimated that more than 16,000 women and 46,000 first-generation descendants were eligible to benefit.
It's in 1967 ke ha ne barin siya bitsiya dagun ne widantangane duktino omizid hitsa Topin Sita Hitsa Gahin Hitsin Ne Wiambis Ne Is Tangan Tayabitia Akitan Takida Bitia Tawatsimi Hitsa Barin Siavita Nusnahin Hitsin Ze Inhogam Ne National Indian Rights for Indian Women. Jabzi zitin ijabi hin ne dagu apin chize. Itin ze hansiha ne wiyane. Uabi hungabi tangtangab nitsaku. Hitsa uabi hunchaku dohnina apin chieta hit. Itin June 28, 1985 kiha ahangabi. Chibna num intasam apin chize ne Parliament of Canada in ne Bill C-31 ijagabike ze hansiha tasam yakia bitsats. Chidn Bill C-31 ne wiyami ne datsa ahnustamike ze hunchibasu gitsigine mintia. Hitu ta ogitsunze cha tasamia ze. Hitsin ne wiyami tanuskan omingab ne itsunzabino na insdukta ha o omizin zin Chaji, Unchibas, Ugichiginimi, Nas, Zen Unchiako, Zen Nustaminsat, Zehantiha, Coctobore, Agisapi, Wiami, Ena, Hitzaze, Ugichiginimi, Nangu, Coctachinjabis, Coctobore, Unchimnatunsa, Agisapi, Chinjabizins, Is.
On January 5, 1985, Two Acts Early became the first person in Canada to regain her status when she was presented with written confirmation by the Minister of Indian Affairs and Northern Development, David Crombie. The minister had said there was no greater tribute for her many years of work than to let history record that she be the first person to have her rights restored under the new legislation. Mary Two Acts Early died of respiratory failure on August 21, 1996, in Ganawake at the age of 84.
July 5, 1985, Two Acts Early. Ietuna ne widatangane ne hamunchasta hechaze uabicha ugitsiginimi unchakubize ietuna chaze nangabchats, Minister of Indian Affairs and Northern Development, David Crombie. Hitchin ne gitsun de hungane, ne wiane, dohantanga yawabishin genans, dohanina dagu apinchine, hitchahna ne wabinit, nangam yetuna ne dagu chaze gitnangabitia ne ugitsun de. It's in Mary Two Acts Early. August 21, 1996.